Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and, in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. It's time now for Krusty's Corner with the King, Brian Broaddus. Here he is, Brian.
Hey, hey, kids! Your old pal Krusty's gonna teach you 5 new words!
You're not wrong about that.
From Dallas, Texas, number 55, Brian Broaddus.
Thank you very much, Lucius. I appreciate you playing that. And I also want to thank Reliant Air Conditioning and then also Hurtado Barbecue for also being a part of our little Krusty's Corners these times. So thank you guys very, very much.
Salute.
For doing that. Eric, I want to ask you a question before you have to run out of here to go use the men's room.
Yeah, how we doing?
What's this nacho sausage thing that you're telling us about that sounds like really, really good, but might be wrecking you right now?
Yeah, it's backfiring. It was a great lunch. It really was. Found a butcher shop, and they do incredible work. Good deals, great meats all around. The variety is ridiculous. They actually do a smoked brisket pizza ready to go. Okay, so you just throw that thing in your oven, and 12 minutes later, bang.
Wow.
Here we are. So they got unbelievable variety, great different types of sausages, and it is starting to alleviate itself right now in real time, which is a good thing. But yeah, they have a nacho sausage. I was like, okay, I got to try this.
This sounds tremendous.
Yeah, it's really good. Like in a sausage, you're talking about having cheese, jalapenos, which is, I think, what's hurting me right now.
Right.
And I think they got like beans in there as well.
In the sausage?
Yeah, in the sausage.
Oh, wow.
And like,
so it's everything that's a topping of the nacho.
Yeah, it's like a total flavor bomb, dude. Like, I'm going to have to bring some for you guys and just take a bite or two. You know, don't get crazy with it. I had 3 sausages for lunch today.
Wow.
Probably about 2.5 too many.
So, 3 sausages.
Yeah,
three links.
Three links. Yeah, they're like, they look like a brat. Yeah. No buns. But,
no buns.
Yeah. So it's subsiding right now, though. So I think I'm in it for the long haul, boys. I think we got through the toughest part.
Any iteration of a jalapeno dog, I'm in.
Yeah, exactly.
I think they're blowing up right now.
They're outstanding.
Everywhere.
You put jalapenos and cheese, and then all of a sudden there's beans in there too. Like, it's crazy. Really, like a total flavor bomb. I'm serious.
It's amazing nowadays. I watch so many videos on YouTube about sausage making. It's unlimited, the stuff that people are now casing.
The creativity factor
it's
through
crazy.
The roof.
It's crazy. I think in a good way.
Speaking of Hurtado, I mean, Brandon
Hurtado,
does.
Yeah,
he's introducing new sausages like every day.
So, yeah, shout out to them. Well, I'm glad you're with. So you're feeling better now?
Yeah, it started to, how you just like.
You talked your way out of it?
Comes in waves a little bit.
All right.
I got through the toughest part, I think.
All right, I got a little exercise for you guys today. I got players, and I want you guys to give me the honest assessment. Are we thinking too much of these players?
Okay.
Are we thinking too much? We're going into this. We got 2 weeks. In 2 weeks, our show will be in, or I will be in for the show, America's Guest.
Yeah.
America's
in
Guest.
In 3 weeks, we'll be there.
Yeah. In 3 weeks, my team will be there, but excited about that. But we got camp coming up here in a couple of weeks. Chief, I'm going to ask you a name of a guy, and are we thinking too much?
Okay.
Are we expecting too much? And I'm going to start with this guy, D. Winters. Are we asking too much of D. Winters right now for this defense?
Yeah, I think we are. I think we are. This is a guy who's had success, being able to be the 1B to Fred Warner. He had to step in starting duty when Warner went down last year, but he's supposed to be your ace linebacker, your every down linebacker, and you need that guy to be a legit dude. Like, he can't just be a run of the mill starter. I think you're asking this guy to wear a lot of hats, probably wear the green dot, and be on the field for, all 3 downs. So, yeah, I think that is quite a bit. And you're, you know, he's going to be ushering in and sort of captaining to some extent a brand new defense, trying to keep everybody on the same page. Like, there's just a lot to ask of a guy to do that. And I don't know, like, you're not bringing a guy who's been a starter in the NFL for 5 years. He's been a green dot guy, been there, done that. This is kind of his first time. Hey, D Winters, you're going to be the man in this linebacker group.
Sure.
So is he capable? I'm sure there's a real chance that he is, but we don't know that right now.
Yeah. So you're saying we're asking a lot of him.
I think we are. Yeah.
Yeah. Dawson, are we asking a lot of D Winters in this thing?
I think it's realistic that he's better than what they had last year, but there's so much unknown here, Brian, that it just feels to me like this is classic Jones boy team building, where we spent some here, we spent some there. Mm-hmm. Now, where can we go super budget on it and find something resembling a starter? And if you're going to do it someplace, I guess linebacker is the spot to do it on defense. And after getting more information on the way Christian Parker is going to allow or ask the defensive linemen to play for the linebackers, keep them clean.
Yeah.
And maybe it's doable, you know, but I'm not expecting Pro Bowl level play.
How about you there, Wooly?
Yeah, I think it's fair to say probably. I mean, he was a backup a year ago and was forced into being a starter. I think he played really, really well. But now you are going to be coming into the season as a full-time starter.
Right.
And the expectations are very, very high. I do think he is an upgrade over what they had a year ago. But maybe, you know, it is the off-season mode. We probably are just like assuming, okay, this guy's plug and play. He's going to be really good. Who knows? I mean, there's still a lot to be proven there.
I would love it if he was coming from a Fangio defense.
Sure.
You know, this is a scheme change for him as well.
100%
yeah.
It is.
Yeah. Dawson, I'll stick with you on this one.
Yeah.
Are we asking too much of Brevin Spanford?
I hope not. I hope not, because, you know, in the C note back there, when I was talking about let's supercharge 11 if we're not going to be good in 12 or 13, like, Spanford is the guy that I think, if you can really weaponize him and get his snap counts through the roof, can be so physical and athletic that he could allow 12 and 13 to be better.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that Spanford has a lot left in the tank, and last year was a transition year, and now it's like really explode year.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
How about you there, Wooly? Are we asking too much of Brevin Spanford?
No, I think that they know what they have in Brevin Spanford. I think he did a really good job taking a jump from year one, year two as a receiver. I think he is a good blocker. He's your tight end two. I don't think he's your tight end one coming into the season. If he ends up, you know, being a guy that proves that maybe he is going to be better than Jake Ferguson, then awesome. But no, I think the expectation of him being tight end two and filling that role, I think it's totally fair.
How about you there, Chief? Are we asking too much of Brevin Spanford?
No, not at all. I'm in agreement with Walchuk here 100%. I think that Brevin Spanford is already one of the premier run-blocking tight ends in football, and that's the main thing that you're asking of him. You hope that you can get a little bit more out of him in the passing game, but again, he's your tight end too. For the most part, the bread and butter when he's on the field is to bully defensive linemen and linebackers in the run game, and I think he's the prototype for that.
Wooly.
Brian?
Are we asking too much of Kenny Clark?
No, I think that, look, Kenny Clark is a veteran. He's played in this system before. Now, maybe some of the praise that Christian Parker put on him is a little bit like, ooh, okay, is the version you have of Kenny Clark now the same that you're saying was the best nose tackle in football when you had him in Green Bay?
Sure.
I don't know. I don't think that. But at the same time, I do think that you know what you're getting out of Kenny Clark. The key will be, can you kind of just keep him healthy? Like, if they're able with some of the bigger bodies that they brought in, rotation, kind of keep his snap counts a little bit more down than what he had to play a year ago. Because at this age, I do think you've seen over the course now of the last three seasons for him, even when he's in Green Bay, he fatigues. And I think you saw a really good version of Kenny Clark early in the season, but that was not the same player in the back half.
Chief, are we asking too much of Kenny Clark?
I don't think so. I think he's quality enough to handle what he's doing. If you didn't make the Quinnen Williams trade and like Kenny Clark was your big get, so to speak, on the interior of your defensive line, I think you'd be in a world of trouble. But being second fiddle to Quinnen Williams, I think, is still okay for him.
Dawson?
Yeah, you know, I think what he's surrounded with Rashawn Gary and Quinnen Williams, and then I really like what Wolchuk did as far as pointing out you added Abonya and Bullard, which is going to give you more quality depth there on the inside. But I think this scheme change actually lends well to where he is at this point in his career as he approaches his mid-30s, if you can be that gap and a half sort of defensive tackle as opposed to an athletic quick twitch guy. You know, you're not hunting the quarterback, you're just trying to do your job along that defensive line, and I think Kenny Clark still has multiple really good years in him. At just 30 years old, I think he can do this job for another 3-4 years.
Chieftain,
mm-hmm.
Are we asking too much of Kobe Durant?
Ooh. Well, if you're asking him to be your best corner, which,
one of your starters, maybe?
Yeah. I mean, being a starter is something that he's shown he can do, at least to some competent level. It wasn't good enough for the Super Bowl aspiring Los Angeles Rams, mm-hmm. right? I don't know exactly how everyone's expectations are in terms of how good he's supposed to be, but what type of contract did he sign? 1 year, super cheap deal. So to go out there and be a starter for you, I don't think is too much to ask.
Dawson, are we asking too much of Kobe Durant?
No, and it is interesting that he didn't get more money. But I think he's a really solid player, and this team was so bereft of corner last year that he is going to look like an oasis in the desert. Quality of oasis.
That's so sad.
Yeah.
When the Rams are not wanting to bring him back, and for us, that could be an oasis in the
desert. You
think
the Rams made a mistake here, maybe, or potentially could have made a mistake?
No, because they went and came correct with what they brought in, which is clearly better players with the guys from Kansas City, McDuffie and Watson.
Yeah.
So I think I get what they're doing there. If they wouldn't have replaced him, and then you see the cheap deal that he got, you'd be like, what are we doing?
And who knows? Maybe they would bring him back in that case, right? Like if they didn't get a McDuffie trade or Watson. But, yeah, I mean, I think that clearly they said, we can upgrade here.
They have spent so much money in their secondary. It's
wild.
Insane how aggressive they are at going after it, which is another reason I think the Cowboys should be interested in Brandon Ayuk. We're going to match fire with water.
fire with water, yeah.
Do you have a helmet and shoulder pads waiting for him at his locker, or is it a straight jacket?
We got both.
Okay, very good.
Yeah. We got both.
Off the field, we might need the straight jacket.
Willie, how about you on Kobe Durant?
Yeah, I mean, I do think so to an extent, because I do think that whereas like the Rams, clearly he was good for them, but he was like their third best corner, right? Mm-hmm. And so I think that you're looking at him right now as you're really only proven a healthy starting corner. Mm-hmm. I'm hopeful in Rebel and Bland, and I'd love those guys to step up. Durant's versatility inside, outside, they're putting a lot on his plate. Can he meet the moment? I'm very hopeful that he can. I think he does have sticky coverage ability, clearly can play the ball well when it's in the air. But yes, I think some of the it is after watching what happened with Kyrie Elam and the offseason hype I think that I'm going to lean yes. We still need to see this thing in the regular season.
So we're asking a lot of him right now.
We're asking a lot.
Yeah, Dawson. Here's the final one before we go. Rashawn Gary. Are we asking a lot of Rashawn Gary?
Yeah, because you don't have proven pass rush elsewhere, at least on the outside. So yes. Asking him to hold it down against the run to the extent and be that 9-sack player that he has been, I think, 3 times in his career. I think it's a lot to ask a guy who's getting up there in age. We saw last year Myles Garrett was able to say, Father Time, forget about it.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll see you in a couple of years. But TJ Watt, couple-hour drive down the way, is suffering. Father Time's whipping his ass. So, I would definitely like to see the emergence of somebody else because I think Rashawn Gary is definitely in that final third of his career.
Woolley?
Yeah, I mean, I think that I agree with Dawson in terms of the pass rush and the unproven there, but I do think no, because they know what they have in Rashawn Gary, and he's another guy that's played in the defense at least. If you have the expectations that Gary's going to be a double-digit sack guy, then yes, you're asking too much. I don't think they are. I think they know that he's maybe 8 to 9 sacks. He's going to play the run. He's going to set the edge, and hopefully, you know, within the defense, he's a good player. I don't think they're asking him to be Superman.
Chief, are we asking too much of Rashawn Gary?
Yeah, I mean, at this point, I think from a pass rush standpoint, you absolutely are. From a run defending standpoint, he's going to be perfect in that role. But he's right now supposed to be, I think they're expecting him to be their best edge rusher. And that's just too much to ask.
Gentlemen, thank you. Appreciate you.
Thank you, Brian. Krusty's Corner every afternoon, 3:40 here in the nation. It's time for the football fix, Wolchuk.
Oh, let's do it. Is this the most toxic fan base in all of football? And we got some new lists to talk about. That's next in the nation.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Hey, y'all. I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one.
So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality
Gaze. Let's love.